Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time.
Hey, friend, how are you doing? I'm so excited I get to hang out with you today. Thank you for popping in and enjoying this episode with me. Today, we're going to be talking about feeling frustrated with your dirty home and some quick tips for very busy moms who have no time to clean. If that's you, raise your hand, unless you're driving. It is definitely me. When do we have time to carve out in our schedule and our energy to go ahead and clean our house? Oh, I know. It can be tiring tripping over all kinds of stuff that gets left over in our house by our children or husband or you, wherever things might be, right? Maybe smelly shoes, all the stuff, but it is just overwhelming when you walk into the bathroom and you're like, oh, this has not been cleaned for days or for weeks or for longer. And then you start thinking about, how long has it been since I last dusted or we vacuumed? And you don't even want to think about some rooms, right? It's just really hard, I know, for me, as well as probably for you, to really enjoy our house because we see the laundry list, or at least I see the laundry list of things to do. I say, okay, I haven't deep cleaned our house in a while. We just don't have a good schedule for it. It's hard to keep on track. We get to the weekends and we're exhausted. It's just hard to find the time and energy to deep clean our home and to keep it that way from becoming kind of a garbage dump with the entropy that just is in a home, right? So in this episode, I really wanted to offer three quick tips to create a deep cleaning schedule, to stay consistent with that schedule and not to feel overwhelmed. Because as busy moms, it is so easy to see all the to-do items and to feel overwhelmed when we are at the end of our day and are already exhausted and just want to sit down for a hot minute. So grab a notebook and maybe a big cup of coffee if you'd like that, or some tea or water, whatever your favorite beverage might be. And we are going to dive in today. Now, I work with my clients all the time to create time in their busy schedule so that they can do the things that they love while also doing necessary tasks like the one today that we're going to talk about, cleaning. So today we're going to walk through some of the steps that I use with my clients. But if you find, you know, you've taken these steps and you've written them down, you've thought about them, maybe you've practiced them, and it's just not working, you're still finding that something is missing in your schedule and you're not able to kind of slide it in easily. Maybe there are things that you just aren't seeing. If you need help with this, grab a quick 15-minute free coaching call with me and we can just connect and see if I can help you through coaching or maybe there's some other way that I can help you. So connect with me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle.com, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. And I would love to work together. So you don't have to stay frustrated or keep thinking, when am I going to find that time to clean? If your schedule isn't working for you and it's frustrating and you just want some extra time and you don't know how to make that work, let's work together. And with that, we're going to jump into talking about cleaning. I know, it's an important topic. We all have homes and they all tend toward entropy, right? And they are slowly, not magically, becoming cleaner. I wish I had a magic wand like Cinderella's fairy godmother, or, you know, the sword and the stone, the wizard, where I could just, you know, walk around my house with a magic wand and ding, like clean everything up. Ta-da, laundry, ta-da, dishes, ta-da, spotless house. But because we don't yet have magic wands, we're going to have to work with what we got. So today we'll talk about how to fit in cleaning with an already busy schedule, and also how to muster up the energy and time that it takes to clean. So here are some tips and things to help you figure out a deep cleaning schedule and to stay consistent, because I think that's another roadblock that we often have, right? Maybe we do it for a little while and it's working, but we didn't really kind of make it stick or work with it to make it work. So these are some deep cleaning routines. So choose a time that works for you. So I'm going to give three key options of how to break down when to do deep cleaning and how to do it. I would highly suggest that you get your kiddos involved. No matter what age they are, they can deep clean. They can dust things, even if they're really little, but they can dust things. They can vacuum stuff. They can clean the bathroom, all the things. So these are some options. I have used all of these options, and it just depends on your schedule and what works best for your family. The first option is to break it down monthly. So do maybe a weekend, we have found, or you could do, you know, at the end of a day, but that's a little hard because everybody's usually exhausted at the end of the day to then jump into deep cleaning. You may find yourself, everybody is screaming and crying at one another and nothing is working. When we have done it, we've done it when we have enough energy. And that's usually first thing on a Saturday morning. So everybody kind of sleeps in, they do their own thing. And then we do it once a month. And we'll do it on a weekend, as I said, like a Saturday morning when everybody has energy. And we will take 2 to 4 hours to deep clean our house from top to bottom. You're working as a team. So maybe one kid is cleaning the bathroom, or a parent is helping them clean the bathroom usually, or showing them how to clean the bathroom. And then, you know, as they get better, they can do it on their own. One kid might be dusting, you might be vacuuming. So you kind of break up the tasks and share all the cleaning supplies, and they just, you kind of move throughout the house. Our house is two stories. So when we did this, we would have one person doing each one of those jobs. And then let's say somebody needed the cleaning supplies for the bathroom, they would be vacuuming and dusting their room until they were finished with that. And then they would be using the cleaning supplies. Somebody else would be doing the bathroom first, and then they would switch. So that's how we kind of broke it down. Or the second option is to kind of switch it up. We found that this worked really well to do cleaning every weekend. So instead of doing it monthly, like the first option, to do one big chunk on like a Saturday morning, one time a month, this would be to do it every Saturday morning, but do it for less time. So you're only doing it for maybe 2 hours instead of 4 hours. So it does help, because after a while, people's energy level and just general happiness kind of go downhill. So we found that we liked this schedule a little bit more. We would do 2 hours. And as I said, our house is two stories. So we would clean the upstairs one weekend, and then maybe the next Saturday we'd clean downstairs, and then the following Saturday we'd clean upstairs, and then we'd clean downstairs. So that way you're getting, the upstairs is getting cleaned twice a month and the downstairs is getting cleaned twice a month, but you're just kind of spreading it out, so you're not doing everything in one big chunk. Now, depending on how big your house is, how many kids you have, how much help you have, how much help they are to you. If they're really little, they're less help. But depending on all of that, pick what works best for you. Now, the other option is to do it more in a batching form. So this can be, you can batch either if you still have that cleaning time of one day a week that you're cleaning, maybe you're still cleaning on a Saturday morning, but instead of breaking it down by area, you're breaking it down by tasks. So you're doing the first Saturday, you're doing all the bathrooms. And then the next Saturday, you're doing just vacuuming and dusting of everything. And then the next Saturday, maybe you're doing all the floors, or you're doing all the bedding and you're doing laundry. So it just depends. You're breaking it down more by chore, by batching what area you're doing, rather than batching maybe what type of area you're doing, rather than batching like a whole area, like we're going to do this one section. I hope that makes sense. So the first option is to break it down and do it in one big chunk, just go for it once a month. The second option is to still do it, let's say that Saturday morning, and to do it for 2 hours, but to alternate your cleaning, so upstairs, downstairs. And the third option is to kind of batch those rooms or those tasks. So you're batching the cleaning of the bathrooms and you're batching the vacuuming and that kind of thing. So you're doing all of that one task for the whole house that one time. And that can be weekly if you wanted to do like Monday, we clean the bathroom, and Tuesday we do dusting and vacuuming, and Wednesday we do. So you could map out Wednesday we clean the appliances in the kitchen, and then Thursday we clean the floors, and Friday we do laundry or something. You can move those out if you want to do just weekly, but that's kind of batching those items. And number four, the fourth option, is to get help. I'll be honest, once we hit three kids when they were all very little, I was overwhelmed at trying to keep our house clean and also trying to keep them from dying. Now it would be a little bit easier, but back then when they were all very little, I would get interrupted so many times when I was trying to do like cleaning the bathroom, that it would take me hours to clean the bathroom, which it should only take you, you know, like 20, 30 minutes. But I would get interrupted so many times or think that somebody was in trouble or needed something that it made it difficult to get one task done. So we decided to hire out help, or else I would have pulled out all my hair. So that is when we hired out some help during the week. So we now have somebody who comes and cleans. She is amazing. She comes twice a month. And so she comes and cleans, and I feel like there's two of me. I feel like she's doing a lovely job cleaning, and I would have done all that, which would take me the same amount of time. So I often feel like I'm doubled, like I'm two people getting everything done. So I do have to say, it is lovely to have somebody come and help and clean. However, we have noticed negative benefits on this because our kids are not as good at cleaning, shall we say, and not as mindful. Like they'll drop something or they'll do something, or I don't know if that's just kids in general, but they are not as mindful as like, oh, that floor just got cleaned and now I spilled juice all over it. Oh, okay. It's that they're just not as mindful of keeping things clean. And so that is one thing that we need to work on with them, probably this summer, because as I said, our schedule is busy, isn't it? Always. I heard an amazing podcaster who has a camp called How to Be a Human. And so every week they work on a different task. So I've often thought about that with our family or our kiddos, like maybe in the summer, it'll be like how to be an adult. And every week we'll work on something different, like a task of cleaning, how to clean bathrooms, how to do laundry, how to meal prep, how to do your taxes, you know, all the fun stuff you get to do when you're adulting. So that is one other option. It would be outsourcing. And as I said, you can hire help, but then also just know that you're going to need to reiterate all those cleaning tasks and still teach your kiddos all the benefits and the discipline of keeping your house clean and keeping where you live clean. So there is that. All right. So choose one of those that works for you, whether you're breaking it down to do all in one day, whether you're switching it up, maybe keeping that same day, but switching up the amount of stuff you're doing, the amount of time, or whether you're batching on a weekly basis, or it might be a monthly basis, or whether you're outsourcing. Okay, here we go. So step one is to figure out which option, one of those four that we talked about, works best for you and your family and your schedule. You know, maybe Saturday mornings don't work for you because you have sports or you have games. Maybe Sunday afternoon after church would work. Maybe, you know, Friday evening sounds awful. So maybe there's another time that works best for you in your schedule. So figure out which option works best for your family. And maybe it's a season. As I said, we outsourced cleaning when we had three kiddos that were all very little, under the age of like five. And I just couldn't keep my head together. So there's grace in that, if that is what season you're in. And then maybe you will switch to a different option. So pick which option works for you. Number two, the best way to stay consistent is to reward yourself. This can be a really small reward. Maybe after you get finished deep cleaning, you get to like just read a book in peace. Maybe we often did this with our kids. We finish cleaning and then they get some extra video game time since that is their currency. Or maybe after you clean the kitchen, you decide, you know what? It's so gorgeous. We're just going to go out to eat. So you deep clean the kitchen and all the things, and then you go out to eat and you treat yourself to having a meal out and you still have a clean kitchen. So just make it fun. Whatever kind of fun reward your family likes. Maybe you go on a bike ride. We love going on a bike ride to like downtown and going to the bookstore and getting some ice cream or something like that. Or, you know, maybe it's doing something fun afterwards. But so make sure that you're giving yourself little rewards afterwards. That will really help just motivate you and keep you going. Keep your energy level as you're cleaning. Strong, and also keep that time under constraint, because you'll be like, okay, we got 2 hours to clean. Let's do this. And then you know, okay, after that, we're done and we're going to take a break, or we're going to do something fun, or we're going to do this other thing. And number three was staying consistent, which we've talked about. So figure out your option, reward yourself. Number three is make sure that you schedule it into your routines. Map out what time, when you're going to do it. So put it on your calendar. If you're going to do it, as we talked about, Saturday mornings or maybe Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon or whatever time frame that works best for you and your family, figure out when that works and put it on the schedule. And you may have to play around with that. As I said, you may have to move it around. And maybe you do batching and every day you just do 1 hour of cleaning at a specific time. It just depends on your schedule and what works best for you. But it does make it harder to skip a day, or it's harder to kind of let it slide and be like, okay, well, I just don't have enough energy for today. If you know, all right, Saturday morning, we're going to go for it. We have 2 hours of cleaning and then we'll be done. It just helps you get into the routine and the rhythm and puts it on your calendar so that you're like, okay, that's what we're doing. And you block out time for it. That is a huge one. We've talked a little bit about outsourcing, as we said. And even if you hire help, it's also very good with outsourcing to make sure that your kiddos are helping you out and cleaning and doing their part. Yeah, so that's most of it. We talked through the cleaning routines, what works best for you and your family, how to stay consistent. And I really want to emphasize that this episode has those little pieces so that you can feel less overwhelmed and less frustrated with cleaning. If we break down a giant problem into smaller, more manageable tasks, it doesn't seem so overwhelming and energy draining and depleting. The idea of cleaning our entire house might just be really overwhelming, especially at the end of the day on a Friday where you're tired. I know our family is just done and like dragging towards Friday. Our kids don't want to go out. They just want to veg and like watch a movie. That's why we have family movie nights on Friday. We don't want to go out. Everybody is just happy, like in their jammies or in sweats, like doing their thing. So do what works for you, but know that these are broken down so they'll be very manageable tasks. And each task will be a small step that's easy to jump over, easy to step up, and you will feel a little bit more motivated and a little bit more accomplished versus feeling overwhelmed and frustrated that you can never find the time to clean your house and it is just growing over you. So I really hope and pray that this episode has helped you today. If you need any other help, or you're trying to implement this and it is just not working, I would love to work with you. So you can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at Byrd Michelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, ByrdMichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.